Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. We're doing a fan spotlight with Holly Hurtado. I loved talking to her. And the fun thing is we talk so much about Jason and Carly's wedding. So what, we recorded this the beginning of September though.
Right.
So it's been a couple of weeks since we spoke with her and we're releasing this the day before the supposed wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so anxious to know
what we're right about and what we're wrong about.
Yes.
Yes.
So just enjoy our conversation with Holly and we'll talk to you after.
Hi.
Hi guys. Oh my God. Can you hear me?
How are you doing?
I'm like the biggest fan. I'm like, oh, I'm fangirling right now.
Thank you. We've been really excited to talk to you because, well, here. So I'm Shannon.
I'm Amanda.
I know. I'm the biggest fan. I declare myself the biggest fan.
That's so weird to us.
This is amazing. I'm so nervous.
We're really excited whenever you filled out the fan spotlight because you won the script that we did with Hot Flashes and Cold Topics. So that was, that was a lot of fun. Have you had a flip through it?
Yeah. So actually I thought you would ask me. So I brought it here. It's actually so like, this is just one episode. I mean, like, look, how do they remember all these lines? I read like five pages and I was tired from it already. Like, but I did read through it. This is actually an old episode. But it's like, look at this one episode. This is crazy.
That is insane. And they have to memorize it like each day.
I have no idea how they do it. It's crazy to me. Literally crazy.
What was the age of the episode again? Like, what was the storyline going on?
It was like from 2010. So the episode was, it was about like, it was when Ethan and Christina were, I think, trying to become, you know, an item, or she had a crush on him or something like that. There was Kiefer was even mentioned in here. So it's a little old. Wow. It's a little old. Oh. But yeah, it's crazy.
Back when Christina was on the show.
I know. I hate that she's not on there anymore, but they have Molly. Well, sometimes they have Molly, not all the time.
I don't wind up recasting her because that I feel like at a certain age.
I know.
And
they all look alike, don't they?
Yes.
Like weirdly, they all look like sisters to me.
They do. They did a really good job casting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even baby Donna, I think it's easier to fit. I mean, Sonny has that. He has like a little cherub face. He really does. Like the big eyes. Yeah. So.
And Avery is so cute too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. She's adorable. Yep.
I think she looks like Sonny a little bit. Like, I don't know. They did a really good job casting her.
They did.
I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. I'm in a t-shirt and hoodie with my hair still wet.
No, I'm nervous because like I talk to you guys during, you know, like when I'm listening to the podcast. So to actually, you're talking back to me. It's in my head. Like weird.
So what do you talk to us about?
So I usually listen at work. I do accounting for work. So I like to focus. So I listen to your podcast at work. Or I listen to JLJ Media. I love James. I love that show. So I just, you know, I just listen at work and I just try to like, you know, put like, cause I don't want to have background noise. Right. Mm. So I just listen to you guys. And when you do your reality check, like I'm like, oh my God, like when Amanda's daughter got a job at Dairy Queen, I'm like so invested. I'm like, what happened on her first day?
So sweet. Thank you.
I know. I feel like I'm talking to you guys. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. And then your son went to college and I'm like, oh, I wonder how it went.
You're so sweet.
I'm seriously, I'm like talking to you guys in my head at work. People are like, what is going on?
So I listen to podcasts pretty regularly. I kind of stopped listening to the radio. Like I just,
yeah.
So there are some that I feel the same exact way, that I'm like, oh, I wonder how their cat's doing. You know,
I know. Me too.
We'll be sharing this episode, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, because this Thursday, we actually spoke with Dan White, who played Elijah.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, his cat joined us, and we had an extensive conversation about his cat.
Oh my God. That's so funny. So is he gone from the show? Is he going to come back, or he didn't say? Spoilers.
He didn't say. Yeah.
I was interested to see if he would come back somehow at the wedding. Maybe he'll come back.
Yeah.
That would be good.
He could talk to Brad.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, cause they're in jails in different places. Like that part of the problem, but now Cyrus is back. So maybe, I don't know. Could he possibly be in the same prison as Cyrus? And then
they're all off with the location. Okay. Something first, I thought that they were in New Jersey when they were meeting up with Julian, when Sonny weren't they in New Jersey? Right. And then how did he end up in Pennsylvania?
He was on the other side of the river.
Okay. But Secaucus, New Jersey is nowhere near Pennsylvania. It's like at least an hour and a half from any part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't make any sense. Like they're all off at the geography.
Like where would Nixon Falls actually be in, like, is it near Buffalo? Because that's near New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Near,
I don't know. Like the closest thing to us is like, cause I live like 30 minutes from Secaucus. So I don't even, I would say like Mount Airy Casino is like the first thing.
Yeah.
And that's like an hour and a half. So yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand where they got that from.
Need to give us a map. I mean, they do. Give us our
I love map. Your idea, by the way, when you were saying that, like, you wanted to see like if they had like a theme park or something like of GH. Like, remember how you were saying one time on one of the shows that you wish that there was like a place where you could go visit and it had Kelly's Diner?
Yes.
I was like, that's a great idea.
I think it would do really well.
Yes.
You know, it'd be fun.
Then they could host all the fan events.
That's
there.
Exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, then they wouldn't have to worry about hotels. We would just have everything in one place. And then the fans can go to Kelly's Diner or get Princess Coffee. And
there you go. Open our own Metro Court. That could be the hotel everyone stays at. It's the Metro Court. Perfect.
I think our ultimate goal is, seriously, we want to be the red carpet host for the nurses' ball. Like, that is seriously what we want to do.
That would be amazing.
That would be so amazing. I wanted to get a Metro Court robe. It was on Amazon. It was $70. Can you believe that? It's like for a robe, it's just a basic robe.
You could probably go buy a really nice robe for about $25 and then just go pay somewhere $5 to embroider it.
Right, exactly. I was going to get it and I was like, my husband will kill me if I buy a $70 robe. I can't.
It could be your Christmas present from him.
There you go.
He probably will, because I kept it in the cart, save for later. Maybe he will.
Maybe.
I hope so.
I mean, I know that we've talked a little bit, you know, through email and everything, but just tell our other fans, you know, a little bit about yourself, you know, how you got into the show, what your favorite, loved your, if you remember what you submitted for the fan spotlight, you talked about like Rick and Carly and the panic room and like all that. And I was like, I liked that. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yes, they don't do storylines like that really anymore, right? Like, that one was like such a cliffhanger. I actually have been watching my mom used to watch back in, I don't even know, when I was like in middle school, I guess. I don't even know how many years ago. But I started really getting into it probably 10 years. I have not missed one episode. Even when I was giving birth to my kids, I watched it on the iPad in the hospital. that's how dedicated I am. So I've been watching a really long time. And like I said, I never miss an episode, but I'm like you guys, I watch Hulu and I just watch them all in on the weekends. So, you know, I used to record them though with the VHS.
Yep.
That's how I used to. Nobody, I would be so embarrassed because I like would have a stack of them and I used to record every day. So embarrassing now.
Do you still have them? Because I wonder, you could maybe get them converted and you can be one of those YouTube people that helps us with the research.
Oh, I wish. I should have kept it. I have no idea where they are. I'm so sad. I should have kept them. But I used to like just record over. So if I'd watch an episode, then I would record you know, the next day or whatever.
Yeah. I used to do the same thing, and you have to get a new tape like every 2 months.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That was hard to keep up with. Yeah. Seriously. I don't know how I did it.
And we talk about it all the time. Like, how do these people, how did they know back in the 70s to save that?
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
Give them a lot of credit.
Yeah. Especially that many episodes. I mean, I think everybody has one stash somewhere, but they consecutively put them out there. I'm like, why did you keep 20 years at General Hospital?
Thank God.
Yes. But why would you ever think that was going to be important?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I used to have to set the TV so it would record at that time. And like sometimes the news would come on. So then I would miss that day. And it wasn't like just easy on YouTube like it is now, or, you know, on Hulu or whatever. So I'd miss an episode. I used to have to read. So much work.
Yes, or you'd have to try to figure it out by the next day. Or if the power went out and changed the clock time, that was the worst.
That happened to me too. Yeah, that happened to me.
But the newer fans are very spoiled with technology.
So are.
That's true. I've been watching really, really long time. I actually was like on YouTube the other day watching some old stuff, and I was just cringing at like some of the old storylines. I was like, this is embarrassing.
Which one was the cringiest?
Probably like back in the day when Sonny first like came on, and he was just trying so hard to be like a mobster, and he was just trying way too hard. It was like, oh my God, stop. I like Sonny, but I kind of like not a fan anymore. I don't like this new storyline. Nixon Falls. I don't like it. I don't like it, but I'm not really a fan of his anymore. Kind of lost interest in Sonny.
Been the entire year, hasn't it? Because he fell like right before 2021. Yeah. So I mean, it's been 9 months. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Carly. I'll never not like Carly. Carly's awesome. Especially Laura Wright as Carly. She's the best. And I love Jason. I actually met Jason, or I mean, Steve. Steve, I don't even know what I'm doing. I just call him Jason. I went to one fan event. Okay. I have no friends in New Jersey that would go with me. So I went to one fan event and I met Jason and Johnny. I forgot his real name too. I think it's like Brandon or something.
Brandon Brash. I'm like, Brandon Brash.
So, and Spinelli was there. That's when Spinelli like first was on the show. He had like the long Justin Bieber hair. He was so nice. So I actually got to ask a fan question. And I was like shaking, right? Because I was like, oh my God, I get to actually talk to them. So I asked Jason, I said, do you think you and Carly would ever, you know, be together? Like, you know, on the show. And he's like, oh, absolutely not. No way. That's disgusting. And everyone was like laughing at my question, right? And then I'm like, but look what happened.
Yeah.
But now. So I want to show you guys. So this is, I don't know if you could see it on the iPad, but that's the old picture. From like 10 years ago.
That's so much. The fact that things like that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they have these fan events that let us just get to hang out with them and ask those questions.
I would love to go see Stephen Bradford's show, but it's not really in New Jersey.
I know that they just had to cancel a lot of their August because I think Steve tested positive.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I've
gone twice. Amanda came once.
Yeah.
Because the first time she had to babysit people that were going to a Steeler game. And
so sorry, I had a prior commitment.
But I still went by myself because I was like, nope, going to see them.
See, I don't know how I would feel going by myself. I feel like I need someone to be there with me. I don't know.
That's how I am.
It was the first. So I've gone to the movies by myself, and that was actually pretty fun because no one's going to bother you, especially if you go during the day.
Right.
And then, that was like the first event that I've gone to by myself. So it was kind of liberating too, but
I was very proud of you because I wouldn't have done it.
I had the table to myself. I had two glasses of wine and just enjoyed the show.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I would like to, but I don't know. I don't think I could. Definitely don't think I could do it. I'd be too shy.
They make it to New Jersey. Maybe we'll just have to do a field trip and we'll just have to come up to New Jersey.
Oh my God. I would die.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. Or we could meet in the middle. Like if they have somewhere.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Because I don't think they have rescheduled yet.
Hmm.
I don't think.
I did a Zoom with Steve and Bradford, like, I think it was around Christmas time. They had like a Zoom for the fans. And like so many people were asking questions and I didn't get to ask my question. But this one lady got on the Zoom and she was saying that she knew Steve's mom and they grew up together. And then she took up all the time. So then I couldn't ask my question. I was like waving in the camera, like, please pick on me. They didn't pick me.
Did anybody else get a chance to have their question asked?
Yeah, they asked maybe like 5 or 6 questions. It was kind of like a not even an hour Zoom. It was pretty fast. I think they just did it for the holidays, you know. Still, like, I was trying to get their attention. It's just like not happening. I was like so sad.
Aw. Hopefully you get another opportunity.
Yes. Hopefully, yes. I would love to go to like get a tour of the set. That's like my dream. It was like my biggest dream is to go and see the set. I love that.
That would be a lot of fun. We should do that sometime.
We should. Add it to the agenda.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
So does your mom still watch?
No, my mom doesn't watch anymore. I mean, like I used to watch it because that's the time I would get home from school. So I would watch it with her, but now she works overnight. So she doesn't really keep up with it, but I'm like religiously watch either on the weekend, all weekend, or every night before I go to bed, I watch. So my husband, my whole family, basically my kids and my husband, basically like know the characters and everything that's going on because I watch it and they're like, what's going on? And they hear me with my reactions. They're like, are you okay? What's wrong with you? But my husband says he's not a fan, but he secretly is. So
they know more than they let on.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because Ryan's gonna do it now.
Oh,
too.
He is. But he won't admit that. He just watches it.
He actually listens to our podcast though.
He does. Yeah. Which is very sweet.
JD doesn't listen.
Well,
really?
He just co-hosts occasionally when he can't hear Amanda.
Yeah, it's funny because he doesn't want to admit, right? But he was so involved in the Ava Ryan storyline. Like, when would she find out that it was Ryan, right? So like, he's like, what happened? What happened? Wake me up. What happened? Like, you know, because I was watching at night, like I'd wake him up like, look. And he was so involved in that storyline. But secretly.
Right. They won't admit it. I watched this week. I started it with Ryan right whenever Joss was eating the pasta sauce. And I was like, oh, finally. Yep. And so today, whenever I finished it, he was like, there's that sauce you were talking about. And I was like, I told you, it's going to be the key to everything.
See? I am convinced that perhaps we are responsible for that. They might not have thought about that months ago. And then we started talking about it. Somebody's listening to our show, we think.
You always say that.
I hope it's true. Maybe then we'll get our red carpet appearance.
And my tour. Hello,
yes,
my tour.
Yes, we'll bring it along.
So we would like a tour and we just want to have the nurse's ball. We'll get our SAG card somehow.
Right.
Yeah, no big deal. That's it.
No. It's a lot more involved than I think it is, but yeah.
That'd be awesome.
So I love the fact that you said that you watch it a lot on the weekends, because that's kind of why we did the recap for Mondays, because we're the same way. It's like, we don't necessarily get to watch every day. Thank you, Hulu, for giving us the opportunity to be able to catch up like that. But, you know, I mean, so I absolutely hate spoilers. Amanda's a little bit more forgiving with them, but I'm like, I would feel bad like bursting someone's bubble, releasing it on a Friday or a Saturday and having someone listen and then be like, oh, I missed that. Or I don't know.
Yeah, I'm always like behind. So I don't actually listen until like maybe Wednesday because I'm always like a week behind. And if I don't catch up on the weekend, then I'm trying to like stay up during the week at night while watching. So I'm always behind.
The life of mom, I feel.
Right, exactly. Yes. Always behind.
Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What's been your favorite storyline?
So oh my gosh, I don't know. So as I mentioned, one of my favorites was that old scene when Rick was holding Carly hostage.
That was
in the panic
so good.
It's amazing. I even went back and watched it on YouTube not that long ago because I'm just like such a nerd and I watch old scenes. But
we understand.
I know. I'm like, I thought I was the only one that went on there and watched it. But it was the old Carly or Claudia, right? Where she came back as Claudia Sakara, right?
Mara Brown. Braun.
Yeah. 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 And she did a great job. So, but I really, really love that storyline because Elizabeth was like, how did she not know? How did she? she not know?
There's a lot of things that I'm questioning that with Elizabeth lately.
She's a little slow sometimes to get the whole story.
She's so sharp. And then you're just like, how did you miss the pulse on Peter?
Yeah.
That would be a good one. Her and your Finn that you're so in love with. Like,
wait, that was like, cheating me. That was shocking to me. Like, I don't know about you guys, but that was shocking that Peter showed up at the Tano. Like, that was one of the most shocking things I've seen in a few months that happened on the show, I thought. Like, I didn't expect that at all.
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
Yeah. Because everyone online was saying that he was gone from the show, that he was never coming back. So I didn't expect that at all. I didn't expect that.
We saw him bleeding out and then stuffed in a freezer. I mean,
right.
Reasonable should mean expectation that you're dead.
and of course, Jordan didn't find it weird that Anna and Finn were just down there already. And, not at all.
They should have said that they were reconciling and needed somewhere private. I mean, that would have been a really good out.
Yeah.
Jordan would have been like, gotcha, bye.
In the basement of the hospital, the hidden basement.
Right. No one would see them.
I'm not a fan of Jordan either. I'm with you guys. I know you guys don't really like Jordan, or Amanda doesn't, right?
I do not like her. She plays down everything and it gets on my nerves. She's supposed to be a strong woman character. Show us right. that instead of always running to Curtis to figure out what's going on, or Dante or whoever.
Yeah.
I like the other actress that was Jordan. I forgot her name, but I thought she did really good. I don't know. I think this one is just, I still can't get used to her. I don't like when they recast. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a tough adjustment, but sometimes, and it's okay that they make the character shift, because I think that it helps with the recast, because it helps us.
Right.
But they made her dumb. Right.
Oh, right.
You know, and that's, it's like, we don't want a dumb commissioner.
No.
You know, we don't want, if we're going to recast, make her even more powerful than the other Jordan, you know, make her actually be corrupt.
Right.
You know, like they could have done, I saw on Twitter today and it was something, do you hate Willow Tate? And I'm like, why do we have to even have this discussion? Like, I don't get into, we've said it, we don't get into the, like, the wars or anything. And I did reply and I just said, they're not using the strength of the character that she came in with.
Mm-hmm.
Love the actress, but she came in as a cult survivor, you know, who had to give up her child for adoption, who suffered through all of that. And now she's just, oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Like, and that's.
Can't. Yeah. I know.
She came in so strong and it's like, they're not giving her what she's able to do.
Yeah. And they dragged out that breakup like so long. Like trying to fast forward. I was
forever. That took a long time.
It did. And then it was so anticlimactic. Like, you thought that Chase was going to really run with getting revenge or doing something. It was like one day. And then he was like, okay, I forgive you guys. I get it.
Yeah, that was
cringe. He didn't say that he forgave him. Whoa.
He just kind of like let it go. I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't like that they dragged that on. It seemed like forever. Mm-hmm. Like, just get to the point.
Exactly. Right.
I also liked, okay, so my other favorite thing was Sunny and Kate's first wedding. This one was like, I think in 2008, I want to say. I don't know if that's right. But that scene is so amazing. I must watch it like 100 times. I love that scene. So she's walking into, also I like the first Kate too, by the way. I'm not good with change, right? But she's walking into the church. I don't know if you guys remember this scene. Like, she's walking into the church and all the characters like just have these looks on their face. Like, Carly's rolling her eyes, you know, and like, and Maxie's there and Spinelli, and they all just play it so well. And she's walking down the aisle and then she gets shot.
Yep.
Like, it was like, what?
Where did that come from?
Yeah. I hate that they took her off. I liked her as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept Olivia. So I like Olivia.
Same thing. I like Olivia when she's being strong. They dumb her down a lot now, and I hate that.
She's kind of half and half, though.
Yeah.
They keep her Bensonhurst Olivia, but then occasionally the I'm the wife of a millionaire Olivia comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Olivia. I liked Olivia with Johnny, even though that was kind of like weird, but I thought that they had good chemistry. I thought they had good chemistry. I thought they did.
But when you do the triangle of her son's wife is also the ex of her lover.
Oh my God.
That's kind of.
And I'm with you guys. I hate the Sam and Dante. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, they
know.
Oh, it was extra gross this week. I was like, stop.
Oh, don't tell me. I haven't even caught up yet.
Oh, all right. I won't, but you'll cringe.
When they kept flashing back to the kiss, I was like, oh my God.
Like, they weren't possible. What happened was when they did the What If episode with mm-hmm. Sunny, and Dante was a bad guy.
Right.
And they had him paired with Kelly Monaco, but she wasn't Sam.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the actors are great together,
mm-hmm.
but those two characters should not be together, you know, because they were super cute. Like, she was all stereotypical, I don't know, mobster wife, whatever you see on, you see on TV, you know, and he was the mafia guy, and she was popping out babies every other, but she was pregnant with her fifth or sixth kid or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that was a great episode. But that doesn't mean that we should have people who have more than one sibling in common.
No. She has chemistry with everyone, though. Like,
she does.
She does. Like, even, what did you guys think about when she was with Patrick?
Okay, go ahead.
You didn't like it. I did. I thought it was good.
I thought it was weird. I thought he's too vanilla for her.
I that was another storyline that just, like, went nowhere. I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know. And Sabrina, like, I'm so sad about Sabrina.
Her. I know.
Me too. I want Sabrina back, and I want what's his name? Oh my goodness, now I'm drawing a blank. Maxie's husband that died, Nathan. I want Nathan back, but I saw something, but I'm not going to say what I saw. Accidentally saw something. Okay.
I think I passed it.
Yep. I saw that too.
Okay. So we all saw it. So we can all talk about it. All it said was that he said he would be open to it.
Right.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
I loved him.
I have a problem with, though, is that they did such a great job with his funeral. And I felt like it was a really good tribute to fallen police officers, period.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like having him come back would just be disgraceful to that. If he comes back to comfort Maxie, then okay.
Like, is it
there? No, they play with our emotions too much, because I was like crying when he died. Okay.
That was a hard funeral to watch. I mean, and you're a former police wife. Like, how did that even?
Yeah, no, they did a really good job.
Yeah.
They did a really good job. They could bring him back as somebody totally new.
No.
Yes, they can. If people are buying Austin as Austin, which I'm sorry, but
then
you can put Nathan somewhere else.
So he can be Nathaniel?
No.
Nathan's long lost brother?
No.
Maybe that's who Obrecht's going to find.
There we go.
No. No.
Faison really locked away Nathan. His body wasn't actually there. It was just a copycat, just like Jake.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
No. By the way, what happened to Sabrina? Didn't Sabrina have it was a boy or a girl? I don't remember. She had
Gabriel died.
Yeah.
He did. But then I thought somebody came back and took the kid back to Puerto Rico.
Or am I not remembering? Brother.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, now we have to do a deep dive on Sabrina.
No, I'm sorry. I know
it's okay.
I love Sabrina. That would be fun to do, just to reminisce about how much I love her.
That's someone who came back from the dead was Carlos, and it was his twin brother came back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was annoying. That was also annoying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why, like.
But I didn't say make him a twin. I just said a totally different character.
Sabrina.
Oh, gosh.
This is how we record. This is how we do the show, because I Google everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's been gone for 5 years.
Wow.
This month.
I loved her.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy was her son. Teddy Rivera first appeared May 23rd. Teddy was born off screen while Sabrina and Carlos were on the run. Carlos came back to Port Charles. He ended up getting mm-hmm. killed. Sabrina and Teddy were in Puerto Rico being held captive by Carlos's friend. Sabrina had her aunt, I'm not going to even butcher that. I really apologize. Take Teddy to Port Charles and give him to the Quartermain family. Tracy took immediate steps to become Teddy's foster mother. Eventually, Sabrina was rescued by Michael Corinthos and reunited with her son. She revealed that his full name was Eduardo in honor of Tracy's father, Edward. Mm-hmm. Teddy mm-hmm. fell sick soon after and was diagnosed with botulism. And fortunately, he was taken to a hospital and treated in time to recover. Teddy was tragically orphaned after Sabrina was murdered.
And then Juan came back.
His paternal uncle, Joe Rivera, came to take custody of Teddy, being his only living relative. Despite Tracy's protests, Michael gave Teddy to Joe, who subsequently took him back to Port Charles.
Ooh. To Puerto Rico.
Yep.
To Puerto Rico.
So this kid is 5 years old. When's he coming back?
Which is probably like he's like 25 now.
Right. I mean, he could come.
I'm surprised.
What could we do with
that? I was going to say, I'm surprised they didn't try to make that dev. Like, just jump him up 20 million years.
That would have made more sense.
No, because yeah. He's not that old.
But, no, but it's still what he... Okay, we only saw the kid for 6 months when he was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We could take him coming back as dev.
Okay. Well, now
well, Dev's dead, now so now Dev's gone, but...
So we need a new character.
Yeah.
He could come back and be friends with like Aiden or Jake or one of those young, you know, right. Younger. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He could start the kindergarten romance on the, like how they could start that whole new circle with Avery and Scout and Violet. And then they could have little Teddy.
There you go.
And it'll just
that
be
would
like
be amazing.
Joss or not Joss because Joss was not there. Emma, Spencer, and Cameron.
Yes.
All over.
There you go.
See? I know.
There we go. We just wrote it for you guys. Take it and go with it.
I loved her. I'm so sad that she's not. And I'm so happy to have Britt back because I loved her back in the day too. And I like what they're doing with her character now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the little rival that's going on with Terry. I love all that. I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
I like her. But I miss Patrick.
Yeah.
They've missed a lot of opportunities to bring him back.
I was just thinking, I'm like, there's a lot of brains that could have been saved here.
Yeah, they're having a shortage of doctors at GH. Where is Lucas?
Thank you. Exactly.
Not a clue.
There's no doctors there.
No.
They brought back a bunch of the nurses, but there's still no doctors for them to be working for.
They said that they're doing the nurses' ball soon, right? So that's why the nurses have been around, because
we have to know who they are to want to watch them.
Which is a shame because they're awesome.
That's funny.
Doctors too.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
We've got one fireman.
And two police officers that, well, three, I guess. Valerie's never there anymore either.
No.
No, what happened to Valerie?
I love that storyline.
Now that's a recast that they did very badly because they didn't even introduce her until she was stereotypically bringing back a donut. And it was, oh, thanks, Valerie. And it's
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that storyline. I thought that was good that like when she got with Dante, I like that. I was interested in that. What happened with all of that? Like it just fell flat.
Yeah. That was hard. We just saw a little bit of when we were doing our Hayden research because mm-hmm. Lulu was getting all snippy that Valerie was hanging out with Dante because it was when she was getting her, I think it was before the affair because it was, he was getting her just like an administrative position with PCPD.
Yep.
Yeah. That's old. You know what else is my favorite storyline or like shocking storyline? When Nina was first introduced, the other mm-hmm. actress, when she was in the wheelchair, right? Like they never mention any of this, that she was in a wheelchair, right? And then she stood up and she was like walking and she was like, she was fine. And I was like, like that was shocking to me that, you know, I thought that, you know, she was in the coma for so long. They really like played that.
Yeah.
And then she had that, the nurse, I forgot her name. What was her name? She worked, and then she ended up working for Michael. What happened to her?
Rosalie. Was it Rosalie?
Yeah, I think that was
she wound up working at CE or she was because she was also part of the
that clinic thing.
No, she wound up working for Nicholas.
Yeah, where is she?
I think that Rosalie is the only one of Michael's lovers to still be alive, but she's obviously gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To Google we go.
Oh my goodness. Google again. Oh my God. Is this how every show is?
Yeah. Oh, she was only on for about a year.
Yeah. And then they just kind of like wrote her off with no reason, right?
Oh, that's right. She's the one that was married to Brad. Remember? Because his parents were, we should totally just do a thing on her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was with Michael. Yeah, it just ends saying that in 2016, they got divorced. So they didn't have to, so they didn't have to testify against each other. I don't know. It doesn't say why she left.
Yeah, like she was just working and then never came back. I'm like, what? I don't like that.
She's still alive. She could come back.
But would fans really remember her? I mean, probably she was not. Only on for such a short time, you know?
Did she ever actually marry Michael? Wasn't he engaged to her?
I don't think they got married.
She could be like, hi, I'm your only person that has not died.
Oh, she's gonna, maybe.
She's going to come save Willow.
Right. I was going to say, right as him and Willow are getting married.
And she's a nurse.
So she could come to the nurse. Hospital.
Okay. I like the way that you make it. She's allowed. Okay, sure.
I love that. I think that like they need a little bit of spice in their relationship. That'd be good. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be good. I hope they bring back Hayden. I don't know because I didn't watch last week, so don't tell me. But I hope they bring her back. And I hope it's not a recast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I'm afraid it's going to be.
I hope not. But
I hope not either.
I hope it's not a recast if she does come back.
Right.
Yeah. I love that you're judging up like these really side things that we haven't thought about in a long time.
I feel like they're not going to bring Hayden back for at least a few more weeks, though, until Elizabeth and Finn actually start a
relationship. Oh, my God.
Because they have to have someone break them up. You can't just let people not get together. You have to get them together and then break them up. So
that is true.
I was shocked that Hayden had the baby. Like when she came back with Violet, like I wasn't expecting that either. I definitely didn't see that coming.
Well, Violet should only be like two.
Right.
She should be like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back with a blonde that is older than when Finn came on the show. Oh, well, they forget his past all the time too. You know, that he had a wife who passed away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That he was like, he was addicted to like, what was it? Pain medicine?
They do talk about, cause he'll talk to Alexis about her addiction.
Oh, right.
So like, but not enough, you know, that it's a prominent, and from what I understand, like people in recovery, it's a daily, right. Like, I like how they do Alexis's because it's always being mentioned that she's always trying to be sober.
Right.
You know, it's not just.
Well, just like they let the whole Roxy storyline drop that we talk about all the time. Yeah. How do you go from needing a support animal to now you never mention it at all? Who cares?
Right. Or now it's just your pet.
Right.
That's not how support animals work.
And where has Charlotte been?
Not a clue.
They started that, like, I think it was before the pandemic. Remember? They started like she was like crazy or something. Like they were trying to make us think that she. What happened with that?
Yeah, because she did the snake, and then she was cutting up the pictures pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she was just acting crazy and then just never went anywhere. So I don't know.
And it would make more sense that she's crazy now since, you know, her mom's in a coma far away.
Right.
Right. Yeah. By the way, where's Claudette? Okay, don't Google.
we did do a thing on Claudette a while ago.
But is she she's still alive?
She's alive because she sent a picture. Valentine sent a picture of, or Valentine received a picture of her with a newspaper showing what day it was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we thought she was coming back. Why did we think she was coming back? Because we did a 411 all about Claudette because we're like, she's totally coming back. We have to let everyone know who she is.
I remember that episode that you guys did, but I can't remember why.
Can't remember why either.
You did it
just because of that picture?
No, we had a definite reason that we thought that she was coming back. I can't remember.
I don't know.
Just like we're still waiting for Lois to come back on the plane.
Exactly. Right. Poor Brooklyn.
She was like with her throat slashed and her mom didn't even show up. That's terrible.
Yeah. She was on her way. That's the worst part. At least.
Right. If they would have never mentioned it or said that she was caught up somewhere and just had her do like a Zoom call or something. Okay, fine. But to say she's on the plane. No.
Maybe she got sucked up in the Bermuda Triangle and now we'll just never find her.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You laughed, but that would be next year's storyline or something.
I like that character. I loved that character, even though I was young and like, but I still remember. Mm-hmm. Even the actress that played her was so perfect for that role.
Yes. Yes.
I was a fan of Brenda too back in the day.
Yeah.
I like Brenda. Yeah. I
feel like she can come back though. Like they made it too much about Sunny or Jax and now Lois is gone. So she doesn't have, unless she came and did something with Deception.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
That'd be awesome. But I feel like they never gave her strong enough standalone storyline.
Maybe she could take over for Nina at the magazine since Nina's never coming home.
There we go.
She's staying in Nixon Falls.
Seriously, she just left her magazine behind. She doesn't even work on it anymore.
Exactly. So right. Brenda can handle that.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I liked Brenda. I'm sad that she's not on the show. There's like that old scene where she comes out of the church and it's raining, like one of the most famous scenes. I love that scene too. That's old one too.
That is it was a beautiful shot though.
Yeah.
Because like the church is all gothic and it was dark and dreary and she's gorgeous. Yeah. You know,
I loved her. They're actually friends in real life. Music
video.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
I think so. Cause I think that didn't, I think Maurice shared something on Instagram not too long ago that they were dancing.
Aww.
I can't remember. I'll have to go look at. I'm not doing it right now. Go to his Instagram. And I'm pretty sure that he released like a video of him and Vanessa Marcel dancing together. It was really sweet. I think it was at his daughter's wedding.
That would make sense.
I think so.
I would love for her to come back. That would be good. It would give something for Jax to do other than talk about Jocelyn every 5 seconds. So annoying.
It is so annoying. And he was such a playboy. I don't feel like he'd be hung up on one woman this long.
Except for now he's a dad.
Jocelyn's 18.
Yeah.
You don't stop being a parent when your kids become adults.
Stop being a parent when your kid becomes adults. But
your perspective changes for the rest of your life.
I feel like that would have hit him before 18 years.
But that's what
yeah.
That he hasn't been playboy for quite a long time.
I feel like when he was going back to Australia, he was still being a playboy there without Joss. We just didn't see it. That's okay. My mind is.
I was just, I'm like, I don't remember when this happened. Okay. So we don't know for a fact that he was still a playboy.
In Amanda's world, and he goes back to Australia, he's hooking up with all kinds of people.
Okay.
But so
he was gone.
Yes. Yeah. Right? He has a whole life going on over there.
But okay. But what I'm saying is that we never actually saw this. So I'm not misremembering something.
No. It's just Amanda. I just stated it. So now it's a fact. So. And poor Charles, he wouldn't be stuck on Nina.
See, I felt like Carly changed him. I felt like Carly made him a one-woman guy. And when that didn't work out, like, he became a monogamist. I'm sorry.
No, I feel the other way. He would be scorned by her and have to go.
So I was talking to you guys in my head when you guys were saying that, like, maybe he would get involved with Britt. And maybe she would end up pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like agreeing with you guys because I thought that was going to become something, but it seems like they're not going anywhere with that.
No.
With that, right? It's just like a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm. I hope not just for that, but for the storyline she's going through right now is hard enough for her to have to worry about if she passed on the genetic marker to a child.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just,
No,
let's not do that. Yeah.
Hopefully. Or else she'd be like giving birth by now because the pregnancy is also rushed. Right.
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 Like
Sasha. Super rushed or super delayed.
Right. It takes 3 months or 15. There's no 9 month pregnant.
Well, I was just talking with someone earlier today, actually, because when I was like a diehard, I still am diehard Friends fan. Mm-hmm. Rachel found out she was pregnant at the season finale. Mm-hmm. I found out that I was pregnant with my son that fall. Mm-hmm. I gave birth to my son in April. She gave birth to her daughter 2 weeks later. So she was pregnant.
Wow.
It's crazy the way, maybe they just didn't take off the 3 months, I guess. Cause if they pick right back up in the fall,
right.
They just didn't have the 3 month gap.
Yes.
That's where there we'll let go. Them have that. Okay.
Well, like Maxie was pregnant for like 5 years. It felt like.
Yes.
I think we covered everything. So what do you really want to see happen on the show other than Brenda coming back? Because that would
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with everything that's going on, I don't know. You know what? I don't know because I don't know what's going to happen with this wedding, with Sunny, with Jason and Carly's wedding.
Right.
Something major is going to happen, but there's so many people involved. It's like, it's hard to tell what is he going to finally come back? Get to the end.
Right.
I would like to see Sunny come back and not be in Nixon Falls. You know, Carly get her revenge on Nina. I mean, obvious. I think everyone wants that.
I'm pretty sure Nina's going to die.
Think so?
I don't see any way that Carly wouldn't kill her knowing.
Maybe that'll be something that happens at the wedding on accident, though. Maybe
Carly accidentally kills her?
No. Because all the five families are going to the wedding.
Okay.
So if they're planning something bad, then maybe Sunny and Nina walk in and whatever bad is supposed to happen to Carly accidentally happens to Nina. And then she dies that way.
Maybe. I don't know. I like
suffer for all the lies that she's told. I don't want her to die.
I want her to suffer also, but they keep pretending that's like
horrible.
It does. I want her to die.
I didn't think she wanted her to die. I think she's going to.
I would be okay if she died, but I want her to have suffered for what she did first.
Correct. Yes.
But I also think that they're alluding to the five families are going to do something at the wedding, and they can't kill Carly or Jason or Sonny. So right. It's going to have to be an accidental, because they keep showing those flashes pretending like Nina and Carly look somewhat similar, even though they don't. So maybe the five family bad guy is going to mistake Nina for Carly and shoot her like from the back.
Because she'll wear white to somebody else's wedding.
Of course she would. It's Nina.
Perfect.
I could see that, actually.
See? Okay. It makes sense.
And this and interview I hope is Hayden. Being released the day before September 17th. It'll be September 16th when we release this interview. So we'll have to see how much of this comes true the next day.
I hope Hayden comes back. I hope Sonny comes back to being Sonny, not Mike. and I hope that Maxie finally gets her baby.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know about that one. That one seems a little tricky because poor Valentine.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful, but who knows when it'll happen. And I still think Nella is going to come back too.
Oh, really?
I think she's alive. I don't know why, but I have a feeling she's still alive. I don't think that they would kill her so easy.
I don't feel like that was easy.
But well,
I know what you mean.
Throwing her off a cliff. Okay.
Not yeah. I mean, she still has so much of a storyline that they could write for her, right? So I don't know.
Maybe she will. At the wedding.
That would be good. That'd be really good.
Why did they? Wouldn't that have been awesome if they had that was who was stalking around Nixon Falls instead of having it be? I mean, trust me, I was totally unexpected, Peter. But I mean, she fell on that side of the river,
right?
So she could have theoretically wound up in Nixon Falls and been living in a cave or a cavern and living off the land.
Okay.
And now she finally sees Mike one day and then she follows him back and she's like, just, that's not fair. Why does he get a second chance and I get the cave?
The cave. Okay.
The same river? No.
There's only one river.
Nowhere near us in New Jersey. Nowhere.
We've already talked about this. I'm like, we were trying to figure out where Nixon Falls is on the Pennsylvania map, but they don't really
know.
Yeah.
No.
No idea. No idea. They make it seem like it's like in the middle of nowhere. So
that's a lot of PA though.
That's true.
That's a 90% of our state, I feel is,
yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful state, but I mean, we really do have a lot of places that describe
that
atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. But they can drive to Port Charles, which like is kind of, it's not that long of a ride, right?
And they're going down to the city. Maybe they are close to, because then they always go to Canada too. They must be close to Buffalo. That has to be where,
You know, we need an explanation.
We do.
We really do.
We'll make up our own map.
There you go.
And where we think things are.
And I love the GH game, by the way, when you guys were trying to
play. Oh, yeah. You said that you'd want to play it. We're going to have to figure out a way for us to play online with other people.
That would be
fun. We're just going to have to figure it out.
Yes.
That would be a fun night, though. That was a lot of fun.
That was.
I wasn't sure how that was going to translate onto a podcast. And so far, everybody loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was with just the two of us. Yeah. More people would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Do you like the new Spencer?
You want to answer that first?
I don't, because I think they aged him up too much. He doesn't look like he's just a freshman in college. He looks too much older.
Right.
I don't like
him. Well, he's supposed to be more mature, more worldly.
But he's not more worldly. He's just more of a jerk. I don't like him.
For the way that they've changed his character, I'm glad that they recast.
Yes. Because original Spencer wouldn't be a jerk like that.
Well, but he would be a jerk.
He was a jerk, but not... like we've talked about before, like sending that stuff to Avery and being fine with his girlfriend catching a car on fire. No, he would not been okay with that.
Right.
I think
he's a great actor though. I mean, I can't imagine being a young actor stepping into, I mean, Nicholas Bechtel had big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
You know, and the same as Marcus Coloma coming in after Tyler Christopher. I mean, even though it's been years, I mean, that's no easy task, but I feel like they've both changed the character enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard doing the research with Hayden because I'm just like, I miss Tyler Christopher so much.
Yeah, so do I.
Then I couldn't see Tyler Christopher doing some of the stuff that we're doing now. So it's like,
I like the new Spencer. He was on Stephen Bradford's podcast and it was like one of his first acting gigs that he just got. Right. So the interview was like so amazing. He was just like working at the mall and he got an acting job. Like it was so crazy how it happened to him. So that's amazing. So, but I like it. I like him. Mm-hmm. I actually like him. The first recast in a long time that I like.
Well, you like Carly as a recast. And this is technically our fourth Carly. Technically.
That's true. That's true. I did. I could not get used to Kim being Kim, but when she used to be Carly, like I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
Earlier you said Claudia Zakara and I said it was Tamara Braun and it was Sarah Brown.
Oh, yeah. That Carly. You're good.
I caught it.
Yeah, that Carly. Yep, the other one. Carly.
The original, the OG.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I loved when all of them were on for Sunny's anniversary episode, though. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That they let him have his memory with each one.
Yeah, I like that, too. That was good. I love Carly. I'm a Carly fan.
Celebrating her 25th anniversary. She just did, because it was when they did Alexis's 25th anniversary episode. It was actually Carly's 25th anniversary. But Alexis... the anniversary isn't until September. Because remember we did the episode and I'm like, she didn't start until September. Why are we doing her? But it was literally like the week after Carly's should have been. But I wonder, do they not celebrate the character because it hasn't been the same actress the whole time?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sorry. 25 years of Carly deserves to be celebrated.
I agree.
The woman has done a lot.
And Elizabeth is like also been on the show for probably the same, right?
She's just after, I think.
She looks the same to me.
Oh my gosh. I know.
She does not age.
Her skincare regimen. And you never see her in the press or anything. So she probably just goes home at the end of the day. No. Probably one.
Mm-hmm.
And those beautiful babies.
Yeah. She looks exactly the same to me after all these years. Like she has not aged one day at all.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you wanted to?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I feel like we talked a lot.
So how did you find our show?
Because I was just tired. Like I used to just go and read like the recaps of the week. And I was like, I really want to hear like somebody else talking, you know, like I need like a podcast. And I just typed in like GH podcast and yours is the first one. And I've been listening since like the first episode. Well, even
sorry.
I know you guys always say that like your horrible interview, but it wasn't horrible.
But no, like our very good. We just sat here and talked about how we got started in the show for an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what I like. And like, that's why I feel like I talk to you guys in my head because I want to know what other people are thinking about the show. So, you know.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. I am the biggest fan, seriously.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we should definitely maybe do like a follow-up after the wedding and see.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we just hashed out a lot of it. So we need to talk about what happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll have to do like a, once you're caught up and, well, I mean, obviously we'll be caught up, but like, maybe we'll just plan like another little mini interview. Okay. Just talk about the
wedding. Oh my God. Yes. I would love that.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Thank you for listening. And we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
She's adorable. She's so cute. I feel like we made a new friend. I love when our fans turn into our friends.
I wanted to plan all kinds of events with her because she said she didn't have anyone there that watched with her.
She's not like, too far. Right. I wish we were on the other side of the state just because that would be closer to her.
We need to plan something.
We do.
I just wanted to take her along with us. Let's go.
We absolutely do.
Go see That'd be Steve so and Bradford fun. Together.
Exactly. First, they have to come to Pennsylvania or New Jersey, which I don't think they have scheduled either.
No, but if they did Philly, that would be perfect for both of us.
Yeah. We could make that happen.
We could.
Yeah.
I would be super excited.
I would do it. Weekend trip or day trip, whatever it winds up being.
Yep.
I don't know. But I love that she talks to us. Because that makes me feel better as a other podcast fan. Right? I talk to those hosts as well.
Yep.
So it's nice to know that I'm not alone. I think I talk to us too when I listen back.
We didn't ask her who she agrees with more though.
Shoot.
We should have.
Mm.
I would have liked to have heard that I'm right more.
You're not. It's okay. I feel like we do an even amount of things that we don't agree on.
Okay.
I don't feel like we are so, I don't know what I'm trying. Like, as you said that, I'm thinking, oh, we can make a quiz, but I don't feel like we.
No, there's not that much. But when we do feel strongly about something, we feel very strongly about it.
But then there's a lot of things that we really agree on.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I just thought it would be cute. Since she said she talks back to us, I wanted to know if she was correcting you or me.
She never said that she corrected, but now I want to know.
Like, agreed with or didn't.
Holly,
agree
we
with.
Need to deep diaper.
Deep what?
Deep diaper.
Deep dive.
Dive deeper into your conversations with us.
Right.
Did not think to do that.
Yeah. I just want to know if she's like, no, Shannon, you're wrong, blah, blah, blah. Or if she's like, ah, yes, that's it. Absolutely.
Because so. I know she said that she laughs.
Yeah. I think everybody laughs at us.
So I always wonder about the reality check sometimes, just because you're never sure. But the fact that, like, she's so invested in our kids.
She cheered for Megan when she got her job, and that was so cute.
I loved it. Or she's like, and your son just went to college? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to know people don't just turn us off at the end of the general hospital.
I know. Because we do wind up spilling more general hospital stuff at the end sometimes.
Yes.
That we forget to talk about during the regular. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I had a good time. I hope that we're totally going to talk to her again. I mean, there's not even a question there. No, yeah. But we love talking to the fans, other fans of General Hospital. Now we're getting quite a little fan base. Our numbers have
yay,
like more than, yeah.
Woohoo.
They're escalating quickly.
And we appreciate that. Keep sharing.
Thank you. But all that to say that we would love to talk to you too. So just go to our website, fix the glitch, go to the website, fill out the fan spotlight form, and it has been fixed. So we get notified because something happened there where for a couple weeks we weren't. So I guess join us on Monday as we talk about what happens for the wedding.
Have a good weekend.
And other things that might happen, but
true.
It's just, who knows?
The weekend or the wedding's going to be the highlight of everything leading up to it and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, have a good weekend.
And we'll meet with the peer.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to peer54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Peer 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect. So if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.